State Senator and Philadelphia mayoral candidate Anthony Williams today landed the endorsement of the region's leading black clergy organization. WHYY's Dave Davies tells us that rival candidate Jim Kenney isn't conceding the city's African-American vote, and super PACs for both candidates are weighing in on black talk radio stations.
A ritual of every Philadelphia mayor's race is vying for the endorsement of the black clergy of Philadelphia and vicinity. Today, it went to Williams, the most well-known African-American candidate. But Williams insisted he doesn't think of politics in racial terms and that he won't divide the city to win the race. He warned that pundits will talk about the endorsement in the context of what he called racial math.
You know, the black preachers around the black guy, they sort of forget the fact that black people have voted for white people for a long time. And black people have voted for black people for some time. And white people voted for Barack Obama.
The president of the clergy group, Pastor Terrence Griffith, says this endorsement can put a Philadelphia candidate in a position to win.
You have many churches across the city, and you have pastors and preachers of influence in the city. And contrary to what people believe, people still believe and listen to clergy.
Asked if clergy would be endorsing Williams from the pulpit, Griffith said no, but preachers do have a right to individually talk to their members. There's a tradition in Philadelphia and other places of black ministers offering what you might call words of encouragement to candidates they favor on Sundays. And former Councilman Jim Kenney thinks he'll get some of that love, too. Kenney released a statement saying he was moved that he got the backing of the executive committee of the clergy group before Williams won the majority in a membership vote. Asked about that at the endorsement news conference, Pastor Griffith said he can't discuss the group's internal process. But churches aren't the only arena where Kenney and Williams are competing for black votes.
I am proud to stand before you today to support Jim Kenney for mayor.
That's a radio ad, not by the Kenney campaign, but by one of two super PACs that can raise and spend unlimited sums to promote his candidacy. This one touts the endorsement of Kenney earlier this month by five African-American elected officials.
So join with Representative Parker, Representatives Evans and Kinsey, and Councilwomen Bass and Tasco. They know Jim Kenney will be the block-by-block mayor we need.
When that and another pro-Kenney ad ran on black-oriented stations, the super PAC supporting Williams countered with this message.
Philadelphians agree. Anthony Hardy Williams has the vision and the values to lead our city forward.
Anthony is committed to making our streets safer.
Like churches, black talk radio stations are a place to reach people regarded as more engaged and more likely to vote than the general population. Sarah Lomax Reese, the general manager of WURDAM, declined to offer an opinion on who the station's callers seem to favor, but she says the super PACs are smart to invest in the conversation.
Radio, black talk radio, has historically been a space where serious-minded people are listening and engaged and are looking to know about the issue.
While Williams says he rejects the idea of dividing to win, his campaign has put up a website attacking Kenney's past positions related to police-community relations. Kenney's campaign responded with news releases raising questions about Williams' votes in the legislature on several issues, including a Stand Your Ground law expanding the permissible use of guns in self-defense. Another African-American candidate, Doug Oliver, has also started advertising on radio. For what it's worth, a new poll funded by supporters of Kenney finds the overall race to be a dead heat. Among black voters, it shows Williams leading with 39%, Lynn Abraham at second with 17%, and Kenney with 13%. Dave Davies, WHYY News.